Hi, Martin Purnell here. A brand new season of Off-Grid Christianity commences on Friday, 5th of September, 5pm UK time. Here is a preview of just some of the future episodes, commencing with psychotherapist, mindfulness researcher, author of several books, and Baptist minister, Dr. Sean Lambert.
I always think if he came back today, we'd invite him to preach, he'd tell a parable, and we'd say, well, Jesus, we really prefer sermons with 3 points all beginning with the same letter, so we're going to send you off to Bible college. He would, not in a judgmental way, but through telling stories. So he might tell us the story of St. Anthony, and St. Anthony was a very well-known monk, and he was sort of chilling out with the other monks. And this hunter came along and was really disappointed that these monks weren't working hard. And he said to St. Anthony, I'm really disappointed about this. So St. Anthony said, oh, you've got a beautiful bow on your back. Can you just stretch it for me? So he stretched it. He said, can you stretch it a bit further? He said, yeah. He said, no, that's not far enough. Stretch it a bit further. He said, if I stretch it any further, it'll break. And he said, so it is with the monks. Actually, we're like these bows. We need to allow it to come back to the relaxed position. And that's how we're created.
Here's publishing editor and award-winning author, Sheila Jacobs.
Well, I think I can't say I know how you feel because everybody's life journey is different, isn't it?
Yeah.
And rather than, I think, me jumping in and saying, oh, this happened to me, I think it's coming alongside and knowing it's like the Emmaus Road, isn't it? That Jesus certainly sorted out stuff for me. I can't say that my life is exactly as I would have wanted it. It certainly is how he wants it. My problem is being obedient to him, which I still struggle with a lot. But I think it's just saying to people, okay, I hear you, God's in it. You know, and it's all this God's in it, and how he works it out is how he'll work it out. But, you know, don't be afraid to think that he's actually here and he is walking with you. And just to maybe sort of help them to listen to him for themselves and to realize he's not there beating them up with a big stick. He's actually on their side. You know, he's there. He's in their life with them. He just wants them to turn to him. You know, the whole Revelation 3:20 thing, I'm standing at the door and knocking, and he wants to come in and eat with you. You know, he wants to share your life. And I found that that's what's happened to me. You know, I know that Jesus is sharing my life with me and walking with me. That's where it all goes, really. Just kind of trying to listen to people and say, well, trust Jesus. You know, deepen your relationship with him because he's got the answers while I haven't. But I can give you a testimony of how he's worked in my life. This is what he's done for me. If he's done it for me, he can do it for you, basically. He's real.
Author of In Search of Lost Glitter and Cancer Survivor, Sarah Nicholson. What would you say to your former self?
I don't know if I'd say anything. I think I'd just give her a hug because it's the thing that I miss the most. I think I'd just hold her tight. When I was told I had cancer, one of our GPs came round to see me before I moved. So obviously he knew all the scans and everything. He knew what was going on. And he said, can I see you before you go? I said, yeah. So he popped round one night and he gave me this hug that was so tight. And because he knew everything, you know, he knew all my past medical history and family history. He knew all about Andrew's depression. He knew all about all the stuff I'd been through with the kids and just everything else that had gone on, really, in my adult life. And he just gave me this hug. And I think that's the kind of hug that I would want to give myself in 2010.
And kicking off the brand new season of Off-Grid Christianity from Friday, 5th of September, is the author of several books. He has a master's degree in evangelism, a doctorate in church planting, Matthew Porter, also known as the Bishop of Bolton.
Well, once he's out to do anything, I would say God loves you anyway. Just receive the love of God, but now he's with you, he's for you. Some folk, particularly if you've had really negative experiences, they need to be listened to and understood. Sometimes I find myself, when I speak to people like that, just apologising, saying, I'm really sorry that's been your experience. No one's often apologised to people, but listen to them. I think I'm encouraging them that God's there. How can I pray for you? And not in a patronising way saying that, but genuinely. Sometimes, you know, if they let me pray with them, that would be a great honour. I'd love to pray that, you know, God touches their heart again, they feel his presence, they know that he's with them. I'd encourage them to stop reading the scriptures, to perhaps get back into the scriptures, just to, if they can, discover how amazing the person of Jesus is. Perhaps just get into the gospel stories and see his love for those who were often treated badly. I mean, Jesus, look at Jesus himself. He was treated badly by religious people. So there's no better example than Jesus. You know, so actually he's our model, or he's always our model. And I think I would in time say to them, look, don't rule out Christian community. You know, there'll be something out there for you, whether it's in a house group or whether it's church meeting, a pub. It could be traditional church, actually. I mean, one advantage of a larger church is sometimes you can go and be a bit anonymous for a while. That's why people like going to cathedrals, I think, sometimes. You can hide behind a pillar or give me more traditional church. Before I came here, I was leading very traditional service in Manchester Cathedral, that some people might be surprised that someone like me, who's used to leading more informal worship, does. But as part of my role as a bishop, I quite enjoy that sometimes. And some people find a great joy in a more traditional liturgy that can be very rich, pre-prepared words that have been carefully formed over many years. That doesn't have to be mechanical. It can be very deep and meaningful. And maybe try different things. You know, sometimes people really engage with God through symbols. Often when I pray for healing for people, it says I anoint them with oil. That symbolic picture of the Holy Spirit. That's when they encounter the Lord. Where it says they take the bread and wine. That's a prize. It's as they take the Eucharist, they encounter God. So these symbols are really important. Sometimes in some evangelical churches, we've written those things off as somehow Catholic or something. It's not, it's just Christian. There's lots of different ways we can meet with God. So I just want to encourage people, let them know they're loved, they're important, and hopefully try to include people.
So please rejoin me again in September for the first of a new season of Off-Grid Christianity podcast with special guest, the Bishop of Bolton, Matthew Porter. Until then, cheerio.